The search continues for potential oil and gas reserves in Jamaica's territorial waters. This as British multinational company Tull Oil Limited is set to conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey of Jamaica's south coast this month. Stay tuned to hear more about the 3D seismic survey on today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan and this is Going for Growth. The 3D seismic survey is being carried out under a production sharing agreement with the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, signed in 2014. It follows a 2D survey that Tull Oil conducted in 2016 of over 3,000 kilometers of Jamaica's offshore blocks. Manager of Corporate Affairs and Communications at the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, Camille Taylor, says the exercise is a significant development.
Oil and gas is a data-driven business, and so far the indicators have been positive. As we have said from the beginning, this is a lengthy process that must be approached with patience and commitment. However, we are pleased to be at this point.
But what exactly is a seismic survey? Group General Manager for PCJ Winston Watson says it's similar to taking a picture underwater.
With the 2D, it's fuzzy, not very clear, and you can't see what's there. And with the 3D, it's a lot clearer, and that's the difference between the two. So it's taking a picture of the earth under the water. One of them, the picture is not very clear, and the second one, it's very clear, and you can see it from different angles. That's really what they're doing.
Mr. Watson says the 2D survey helps to support the possibility of oil and gas reserves, while the 3D survey will pinpoint the locations. Oil and gas manager at PCJ, Brian Richardson, says the 3D seismic survey is more reliable than the 2D and provides more snapshots of the area's subsurface. The process will entail a survey vessel capturing detailed 3D imagery of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reserves. He says the area of focus for the latest exploration is between the Pedro Banks and Portland Cottage.
Because you have that much more data, it takes a longer time for you to process it. But the information you acquire from that gives you quite a bit of detail about if there is a particular type of fluid in the subsurface and the actual form of the structures in the subsurface. So it gives you a whole lot more information to make your decisions around.
Mr. Richardson pointed out that based on the extent of work involved, the 3D survey is expected to run over 60 days, unlike the 2D format, which takes 2 to 3 weeks. Once this exercise is completed, Tull Oil will be better positioned to determine whether they will undertake drilling, which will probably be after the year 2020. Group General Manager for PCJ Winston Watson says the exploration comes at no expense to the PCJ or the government, but cautions that the 3D seismic survey may not yield the expected positive results.
So these guys, Tull Oil, they typically explore in frontier territories, and they are putting up the funding, and they have come to Jamaica to do the exploration. They are paying all the cost of doing this 2D, 3D seismic work and to drill a well if they find enough information that determines that. Based on what they find, they would do what is called a cost recovery. So they will, if we find anything and we get to production stage, then they get back their money over time that they would have invested. But while that is happening, Jamaica is also going to be getting royalties from whatever sales taking place.
And the PCJ is also ensuring that there is no harm done to the environment in the process. Marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel during the survey, and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life.
And we do that with Tullo, and we do it with NEPA. NEPA is an independent body, and they have looked at what Tullo is doing, and they've seen that they're doing the appropriate work, which is reflected in the international community.
Oil and gas manager at PCJ, Brian Richardson. Well, that's it for our program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.